We begin today with the issue that's paralysing Australia's Prime Minister, leadership tension. Today, Julia Gillard's office cancelled a school visit and the Prime Minister appears to be taking a back seat on one of her key policies, education reform. Senior Labour frontbencher Simon Crean and a close ally of the Prime Minister is publicly calling for the Foreign Minister and former leader Kevin Rudd to put up or shut up on the issue of a challenge. The intervention follows the weekend of damaging destabilisation within the Labour Party, with backbencher Darren Cheeseman, the first Labour MP to publicly call for Julia Gillard to stand down, and the leak of a video portraying Mr Rudd in a less than flattering light. Chief political correspondent Sabra Lane has the latest.
Don Farrell, one of the so-called faceless men in the 2010 coup, says Julia Gillard still enjoys majority support within caucus and that he's not for changing.
David, I've got the nerves of steel, so I'm not frightened of anything that might happen. Look, from time to time, you go through these dramas in politics. I think the most sensible thing from the Prime Minister's point of view is to continue doing what she's doing.
But the Prime Minister's finding it increasingly difficult to do her job. She admitted as much yesterday. And today, to illustrate the point, the Prime Minister's office cancelled an appearance she was due to make at a school in Canberra. It was planned to underline the long-awaited Gonski review into education funding. Given the Prime Minister's passion on education, it would have annoyed her. But it's instructive that her office knew she'd struggle to be heard on it, so they canned it instead. In Melbourne, senior frontbencher, Gillard ally and former party leader Simon Crean issued a challenge of his own to Kevin Rudd.
This is a farce that we're going through at the moment, and the country has great issues to deal with. And whilst we've got these distractions, we can't deal with them. I've made the point before that we can have a group of sensational individuals, but unless we're playing as a team, we're not going to get the message across, and we're not going to position ourselves as a party as the alternative. For so long as we think that this is an exercise around personalities and individuals, we miss the fundamental strength of what political parties are, and in particular what the Labor Party can be.
Mr Crean told ABC Melbourne's John Fain that Mr Rudd does not have the numbers to mount a successful challenge, and he says those who are wavering should not believe Mr Rudd's assertions that he's a changed man.
For all the time that he's been trying to say that he's different, a different Kevin, a new Kevin, all he does is reinforce the old Kevin. For all the argument of trying to convince people internally he doesn't succeed, so his supporters' other strategy is to go public, to try and make the comparison of popularity between the two leaders, when you know midterm the issue isn't popularity, it's leadership.
He says it's time for the Prime Minister to haul in Mr Rudd for a chat about his intentions and his ability to be a team player. The Minister for Regional Australia says the Independent Andrew Wilkie's admission on the weekend that he'd had a detailed conversation with Mr Rudd in November is an example of Mr Rudd's disloyalty.
If that's any guide, he's clearly been disloyal internally. Now, well, I know that he has been talking to other people. Do you have the evidence? Do you need the evidence? I think you need a conversation, and it needs to be a frank one, and it needs to be an assertion of leadership by the Prime Minister, and then we get on with the task.
And he says he doesn't believe Mr Rudd would threaten a by-election if he was forced to the backbench.
No loyal person would knowingly put the party to that position if it had the potential to further destabilise government. He's either got to put up or shut up.
Many of Ms Gillard's supporters are briefing behind the scenes, perhaps holding their powder dry for later. They insist Mr Rudd does not have enough support and would struggle to reach 30. But all sides seem to agree on one point, that this will come to a head probably next week when Parliament resumes and when caucus is scheduled to meet. In any case, Mr Rudd is now out of the country until then. His supporters say while Mr Rudd doesn't have enough numbers to mount a successful challenge, that his numbers would significantly damage Ms Gillard. And they say if the Prime Minister is so confident in her numbers, why doesn't she call on a challenge? Steve Gibbons, a Labor backbencher who took to Twitter on the weekend to label Kevin Rudd a psychopath, says he doesn't regret it.
And whilst I've been a little critical of him, he did take us to victory. and we're very appreciative of that. But his leadership style was such that most people in the caucus weren't able to work with him.
Many Labor insiders insist the only winner out of all of this is the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, and he's making merry with it.
And I think the Australian people are increasingly sick of this soap opera inside the Labor Party. I think people are sick of waiting for the faceless man to decide who the Prime Minister should be. I think they want to elect a Prime Minister, not have a Prime Minister foisted on them by the faceless man. That's why I think we need change of policies, and the only way to get change of policies, I think, is to have a change of government at an election.
That's the coalition leader, Tony Abbott, ending Sabra Lane's report.